The first reading today, we have a great lesson in human nature and our lack of gratitude, our lack of dependence on the Lord. We hear about the people of Israel lamenting that they would have meat for food, and how they would say that we're famished and we see nothing in front of us except this manna. They were out in the desert. Think about that. If you've ever been out in the desert in the Holy Land, there is nothing. When you sit there and you look around and nothing moves because there is nothing there. Just sand as far as you can see. It's sort of like being in Minnesota in January. It's snow as far as you can see. Except in the desert, there's nothing else out there. And all these people can do is whine and complain. Never satisfied. Now, on one hand, again, we can look at it and realize, you know, you can say, well, you know, I had chicken for dinner last night and chicken the night before, and well, I've had chicken 3 nights in a row. I don't want to eat it 4 days in a row. Well, now imagine 40 years in a row that you're eating manna every single day. And not just once a day, but you get it a few times a day. Except that we are told also that manna adjusted in its taste. So it would adjust to the taste of the individual. But nonetheless, being human, they complained. Rather than being grateful to God for what they had, they complained. So like when I was down in Hastings at the correctional center down there, the sheriff decided that he wanted to encourage these people to not break the law anymore. So as long as they were in the jail, they got a bologna sandwich 3 times a day. And boy, did they complain. Like, you're in jail, guys. You know, what do you think? Well, we want hot food, and we want variety, and we want the... Isn't that just our human? We want. What a bunch of whiners we are. Where's the gratitude? Where's the gratitude to God for what it is that we have? Even if it's a little bit. Remember reading a story that a woman had written who lived in the Depression time. And she said, the rule in our house was never, ever ask what it is that we're eating. Because you never knew what it was going to be. She said, above our door was a .22 rifle. Behind the house was a canal. And if my mother happened to see a muskrat swimming down the canal, she'd go out and shoot it, and that's what we had for dinner. Doesn't that sound exciting? But how grateful they were. Remember being over in Rome and Father Zulstor pointing out to me that some of the older people in Rome, he said, if you notice, they will be feeding the stray cats. And he said, the reason that they're feeding the stray cats is that they are so grateful because it was the stray cats that they ate during World War II, because that's all that they had. And so now, in gratitude for that, they feed the stray cats that are out on the streets. If we put it into a context, maybe we begin to understand how grateful we need to be for what we have. Those of you who are older than I may remember the times, or at least you've heard of the times, when they didn't have things in the winter around here. Now we get shipments that come from South America, from California, and all kinds, but they didn't have that. You had very limited food, and how grateful people were for what they had. We need to learn that lesson real quickly. And then we hear Moses. And he turns to God, and he's not too happy with things. And rather than saying, isn't it sad that these people are complaining and they're not grateful, what's Moses do? What did I do that you dump all these people on me? You put their, all the weight on my shoulders. What am I supposed to do? Did I conceive all these? What are you doing to me? Isn't that what we do? Look at all the things I have to deal with. Oh, I've got all these things and all these. Yeah. All we do is complain rather than being grateful or rather than turning to God for help. Moses, notice, he didn't ask God for help in dealing with these people. He said, this is the way you want to treat me? Kill me. Do me a favor. Get rid of me. It's like, no, that wasn't the point. The point was, in part, to make Moses, as we hear about him by the time that his life is over, the meekest man on the face of the earth. At this point, he wasn't too meek. He was still pretty angry about some things. God had to purify him some more, just as he does with you and me. So again, what we need to learn is that dependence on God. It's what we see in the gospel reading today. The Lord will take care of us if we are willing to allow him to, when it's necessary. We can't lay back on our couches and say, well, God will take care of it, the refrigerator will be filled, I don't have to work, I don't have... Now, but if push comes to shove and we don't have anything and it's not our fault, we need to trust. We need to pray. God can provide. Not only did he feed all those people, 5,000 men, not accounting women and children, so you figure there are over 10,000 people that are there with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And then they had 12 wicker baskets left over. God can handle this. Again, there were more than 1 million people, almost 1.5 million out in the desert, and God fed them every single day for 40 years. It's not too much for God to take care of us. But is it really too much for us to be dependent on God? Is it really too much for us to be grateful to God? Maybe it's not what we would prefer. I want steak and lobster, but look at what he provided for St. John the Baptist. Grasshoppers. Oh, boy. You didn't hear St. John the Baptist complaining, did you? We don't hear about that. I'm sick and tired of these grasshoppers and honey. It doesn't tell us that he ever said that. We don't know if he did, but it doesn't tell us that. God will provide if we will trust him and if we will quit complaining about everything. Look instead at what he's trying to do. All that we see is what he's doing to us in the immediate. What's he trying to do? What's the virtue that he's trying to develop? How is he helping us to grow in holiness through this? If we can see that, then we can be grateful. It's like, yeah, that's exactly what I need so that I can grow. That's what he's doing. But we need to keep our focus on him. Instead, what we see with these people of Israel, what we see with Moses, where's the focus? Me. Focused on myself. I don't like this. I'm not happy with this. I want something different. I. It's about him, not about me. That's the lesson every last one of us needs to learn. To be focused on the Lord, to trust in the Lord. And then when we can do that, we can even be grateful for the things that aren't so pleasant for us, because we recognize God is using it all for our good.